Happy Friday. Hi, hi. So this video, this week live stream topic is all about how to have a home that feels good. So if there's something about your home that feels maybe not quite right, maybe it's the look or you're not able to relax or whatever it is, this video is for you because we're going to focus on the three key things that help to make you feel good in your home. And it's a lot about how to get a home that reflects you. Because ultimately that's what makes us feel good, when it feel like we can relate and our home reflects the life that we want to live. So, and this goes along with what I talked about last week, which was about having a harmonious home or having harmony. And it's the same this week, the focus is on a harmonious home. So how your home complements your life and your personality. And this is big in what I do and promote and everything in my business, because this is the key. This is the key to buying less, decorating smarter. This is the key to really feeling content with your home as it is knowing how to create a home that brings you joy. Okay, so I'm going to show again with a visual because this is the easiest way to explain it. And this was also very profound for me when I realized this. So these are the three things that you need in your home, and they all have to be there for your home to feel like home for you, what makes a house a home. And so the first is aesthetic, or the beauty, the look. The second is the order, the system. And the third is the function, or the lifestyle. There's just different ways to understand it. And a good example to help make this more clear is to think of IKEA. Because when you go through IKEA, they have it very strategically set up based on these three things. Hey, Thomas. Thanks for joining. So the three in IKEA, when you first walk in their top first floor, they have all the rooms set up really nicely, right, with these nice displays. That's the aesthetic idea. So you get to see all the beautiful ways you can use their products together. And then they have the order. They've got the system, so that you walk through and they have all the things about the different kitchens and how you can, you know, all the endless possibilities of how you can organize your space, closets, all those like smart, the logic side of how to get everything working nicely in your space. And then you have the bottom part of IKEA, the bottom floor. That's the lifestyle, the function, because there you get to make things personal. You get to pick out all the things. They have all sorts of different colors and everything to choose what fits with you and your personality and your lifestyle. So that's one way you can understand why these three things are important and why you need them in your home. But the key for having a home that feels good is that it reflects you. So this heart is you, that's your heart, that's you as a person. If the aesthetic, the order, and the function don't connect to you, they don't reflect who you are or your family and your lifestyle, then it's not going to feel right. It's always going to feel off. And I'll give you an example in a minute with me and IKEA to show that. But that is the key thing, that your home, it has to start with from you, what you like, the way you live, not just what you think it should be. Oh, I should have a coffee table, or I should, you know, there's a lot of things that we kind of just buy because it's suggested, or it just feels like someone's told us that. But it always has to start with what you want. So, perfect example, in IKEA, every time I go there, the last section on the floor, the function, lifestyle part, is the plants. And I love plants, and I'm always so inspired, like, oh, I need a plant, because it looks so pretty. I like the pretty look. But then I think about, in our home, we have two boys, and we have a cat, and plants are possible, but it takes a lot of extra research and planning and a system for how we're going to have the plant. And that is the reality. That's like our lifestyle. So I have to always take that into consideration. Even though I like the look of the plants and the IKEA, it's so inspiring, I also know our lifestyle in our home. Sorry, I'm pointing at it. And that I need to take some more time for me to not get stressed about the plant dying or getting knocked over all the time. I need to take more time in planning that. And so it's knowing that makes me pause and not just buy that plant on a spur of inspiration. And this is a really big deal because I think so many times we want our home to feel nice or to feel good, and the thing we do is we go out and buy something because it feels like something new, or we get a new idea, and that's going to help make my home feel better. But always, as with everything, hey, Nicholas, with everything, it has to come first from you. And that part is what's key to making this home function and to making it feel like a home that reflects you. And an even better way to think of that is that I gave you the example of IKEA and how it's laid out in this way, because this is designer. This is how you design a home. But what we don't talk about enough, and what I really focus on in everything that I talk about, is how to connect it to you. And that is through thinking of the aesthetic, the beauty, as focused on what do you want to feel, your feelings. The order is based on your thoughts, and the function is based on your actions, like what you actually do in your home. So to have a home that reflects you, the aesthetic has to reflect your feelings, your emotions. The order has to reflect the way that you think, not just what you're told to think or what you, and the function has to really reflect the way that you live and your lifestyle. Like I gave that example of our lifestyle with kids and a cat, that affects the way that we organize things in the home, the order, and it affects the way that I set up things to make them look nice. It also has to be baby-proof, practical. So keep that in mind, because this is really key, and I'm gonna go into depth about each of these throughout the next live streams, but this is the key, really, to having a home that reflects you and to feeling good about your home. All right, so look forward to talking next week. We're gonna talk about the function, the lifestyle, because like I said, this maybe is one of the most challenging ones to feel clear about. And I'm going to post in the title my Be Your Own Designer Guide, because that's exactly what I focus on. It's that. And getting clear about what are your home keywords? What are the things you really want to be doing more at home on a daily basis? And when you have that clear, it's so much easier to decide when you're buying things or when you're organizing things to make it fit more with how you live your life. So get that guide. That's really helpful, especially if you feel unclear about what you want from your home or what it means to have a home that reflects you. All right, thank you for joining and have a good weekend. Bye. Oh yeah, and this is for, everyone sees the Norway prop because we had 17th of May, Norway National Day. So there's a little, you can see it on Instagram. All right, bye.